I want to share the CBS poll. It shows 54% of Americans approve of the Trump administration's program to deport illegal immigrants. A minority, 46%, disapprove. Are Democrats out of touch on this issue?
Well, I think if you did the polling in Los Angeles, I'm not sure it would be that way, considering we are a city of immigrants. And then people might approve that policy, but do people really approve the federal government coming in and seizing power from a state and from a city? So I drill down a little further on that poll, because I do not believe that Americans support the federal intervention in a city takeover or a state takeover.
Just an embarrassing mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, weighing in on a poll that was done on, they just asked a poll about what they should be doing and who backs who. And guess what? She loses. According to a CBS poll, 54% of the country agree with President Trump's deportation policy. And the unrest happened and the national troops are there because local authorities couldn't control it. How does Senator Joe Manchin feel about it? He went independent at the end, but spent the majority of his career as a Democrat. And he's kind enough to join us from West Virginia. Senator, great to see you. Your reaction from what we're all seeing over the last 4 days and what the mayor said.
It's a shame and it's disgusting. You know, the bottom line is Americans want a secure border. And Democrats just ought to say we made a mistake. I'm so sorry we made a mistake. We're going to support securing our borders. And we would like for the president and all of our Republican friends to work together as Democrats, as Americans, and find a legal immigration policy that people want to come for the right reason and be able to add to this great country of ours and economies. We're all a nation of immigrants. But we came here, and our families and my grandparents came here for the right purpose and the right reason and be productive. And we need to get back to that. But this is awful. We should have never opened the borders up. It has never been asylum at the border. They know that they were wrong and made a big mistake. The problem with the political posturing today, people can't say, I made a mistake. I messed up. I'm sorry. And I'll fix it. Let's fix it. And that's what they need to do.
What about the fact that ICE is not protected or communicating with local police? It doesn't happen in West Virginia, but in these sanctuary cities, there's no communication. And that leads to lack of coordination and leads to the destruction of property and could be leading to death and destruction shortly. This can't exist. This sanctuary thing is not American. How do you handle that? Because most of your party is for it.
What happens, you know, in the riots way back in, I remember the riots in 1960s, Vietnam War. And they started all over the country, but started in major cities, and they spread like wildfire, unfortunately. And a lot of destruction and death happened during that period of time. We never want to go back to that. So I'm just saying, first of all, law enforcement, judicial process that we have in our country, and rule of law, is for everybody. And the federal government takes the lead on that. I'm a believer of the 10th Amendment, which is states' rights, the Constitution, and basically being a former governor, I understand that. But there's times when you need a show of force. And that shows when the local and the federal government join hands, we will not tolerate this. And this is going to be done and taken care of immediately.
Do you think the president did the right thing sending in the National Guard and didn't check with Governor Newsom first? He felt as though he was totally ineffective and just did it. How do you feel about that?
As a former governor, I never had anybody ever do that to me. They've always contacted me when you have the hurricanes and all that, and he needed assistance from my National Guard, I was always contacted and say, what can you do? Can you give us the support that needs to be done? I would have liked to have seen the president follow that. And his staff should have told him, we're going to reach out to the governor and the governor's office, see if he's receptive, he understands how dire this is, and we're willing to act, and we will act if he doesn't act. That would have been, I think, a little bit more smoother way to do it. Public would have seen he tried everything possible. They didn't want to enforce the law the way it should be enforced, and the president had to do it. But they could have made that gesture.
Senator Fetterman says this, I unapologetically stand for free speech, peaceful demonstrations, immigration, but this is not that. This is anarchy and true chaos. My party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and assaulting law enforcement. Do you agree with him?
I agree with that. And of course, you're going to have the Democrats come back, Brown, and said on January 6th, the same thing happened. So bottom line is, we've got to put a stop to it. The federal government, the president's a leader. He's our president. He's a leader of the free world. He has to show how we can work together, make an effort to try to work together, and then move forward and take the force and use the force that's needed. It's a shame the Democrats cannot come to grips.
Right.
They missed in so many different arenas and issues. And I've said this, the big thing about happening now, the border and the crackdown on crime is what the American people have been dying for and requesting and asking for all over the country. So they're going to support aggressive measures. They're going to support basically the federal government and doing what's being done, even though there could be an effort of trying to say, can we work together? But if not, the American people will support this crackdown because they've seen a lack of enforcement for a long period of time, and they're not going to go back to that.
Are you shocked that Governor Newsom hasn't condemned the crime, come out aggressively against the looters and the cars and these robo-taxis that have been exploded?
I can't speak for the governor or his thought process on this or the I just cannot believe that a majority of Californians believe that this is an overreach. I can't believe that they think that basically we can take care of it ourselves and everything's fine. They've seen what happens when you don't move and move quickly. They're seeing the force of that now, and they're seeing basically that there will be this will come to an end. There will be peace. This will shut down, but it'd be better if the federal government and the state government says, okay, we're in this together. Right. We're going to shut this down. There's no way we're tolerating that. And then move forward. But if they can't come to grips, then the federal government's got to say, wait a minute, you might be in my city next. You might be in Chicago. You might be in New York. You might be in Pittsburgh, close to my hometown. So we're not going to let that happen.
Right. I mean, you saw what happened in Kenosha. You saw what happened in Seattle and Portland. The president's not going to tolerate this term.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Senator, everyone's talking about Joe Biden and was he really making those decisions? You told us that he was a moderate when you knew him and you were shocked at who he chose to staff his cabinet with. Do you believe that he was making his decisions or was the whoever working the auto pen making the decisions in the last couple of years of the Biden administration or all 4 years?
Well, I always had a great relationship with Joe Biden for many, many years. And he was always a centrist, moderate, center left, more so than me, but still someone you could work with, make a deal and move forward. I just thought he lost the will to fight. And I think that basically he had a very aggressive and a very liberal chief of staff and moving his whole regime further to the left and just lost the will to fight. That's all I believe. I had cognitive conversations with him when we met. But with that, I didn't see the will to fight. That's what I missed that. And I think that his very liberal staff took over and moved it further left.
When you watched him walk and you watched him talk, did you think he was all there?
Well, it was challenging. Age was time. You cannot run mother time. You're just not going to do it. And it was tough. And it was a struggle. Let's put it that way. And I was concerned about that, too. We all were. But people asked me, well, you met with him many times. I did. And I always had a lucid conversation. But I did not see the fire in the belly to basically say, I'm going to make my staff do this, 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 this. I think the staff took advantage and saw something different than what some of us saw. So I'm not saying that. I'm not hiding anything or covering up. I just think the president lost that will to fight. And when you lose the will to fight and making sure that your administration or basically your staff follows through on what you order them to do and you follow up on they don't and you reprimand them, you know, things got to happen there. But when they don't think anyone's.
Senator, real quick, we only have 20 seconds, but do you think lost the will or lost the ability to? Was he just not there in the end?
I don't want to think that, but it was very challenging. I can tell you, all of us were shocked, very, very shocked when we saw the debate. That basically said everything that needed to be said.
Gotcha.
It was time to be worried about the president's health more so than anything
else. We miss you in Washington, Senator. Thanks so much.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.